Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Ron Rash, the author of six previous novels, including the best-selling Serena, captures his beloved North Carolina mountains at their best and their worst. In his new book, called Above the Waterfall, his main characters, though possessing overwhelmingly positive qualities, have flaws that complicate our admiration for them. For instance, there are two narrators. One, Les, is a respected and effective sheriff. However, he takes a small but regular payoff from local marijuana growers. The other character and narrator, Becky, is a park ranger whose love of nature and service is clouded by psychological damage that occurred when she was a child and witnessed a brutal shooting at school. Using the voices of the sheriff and the park ranger, Rash describes the local, lovely mountains and passages throughout the book. But balancing the mountain's beauty is the ugly reality of life, like the struggles of poverty and drug addiction. And Rash's descriptions of the sheriff's raid on the mobile home of a suspected meth cooking operation is brilliant. He brings his readers into the suspense and the danger and the horror and disappointment of a law enforcement assault into the broken lives of meth-addicted people. The sheriff explains that although television may have glamorized meth, he says, you didn't smell the moldy food or the vomit or blood, the meth itself burning your nose like ammonia, or how once you've arrested them, you turned your face so you didn't smell their rotting mouths. No, TV couldn't give you that. Well, last week on UNCTV's North Carolina Now, Rash explained, quote, I write about it, but the one thing I don't want to do is glamorize it. In response to questions about the current status of meth addiction and manufacturing in the mountains, he continued, quote, well, I think we're starting to see it, I hope, burn itself out. I mean, there seems to be other drugs coming in. But the meth has just been devastating. I think because it's been so easy to make. Almost anyone can make it. Materials are out there and inexpensive and, as I say, incredibly addictive. I can't think of a more sinister drug. Unquote. Well, still, Rash believes that his new book, Above the Waterfall, is, quote, my most hopeful book. And he continues, I hope the reader senses that this is also a book about wonder and the beauty of the world and of people trying to do their best and people redeeming themselves. I think particularly with Les and Becky, the sheriff and the park ranger, the two main characters, that these are people who have gone through tough times and been able to survive and become better. Well, whether or not Above the Waterfall is his most hopeful book, it may be his most powerful, and certainly it's an important one for North Carolinians to read. This is D.G. Martin.